On this day, the front portico of the White House was decorated with a huge red ribbon, a battle ribbon in the fight against HIV/AIDS, which affects more than 30 million people around the world.
Ribbon is a symbol of our resolve to confront HIV/AIDS and to affirm the matchless value of every life.
Standing near the giant AIDS symbol, President Bush spoke of the progress that has been made since 2003 when he launched the Presidential Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, commonly known as PEPFAR.
It's the largest international health initiative dedicated to a single disease. When we launched PEPFAR, our goal was to support treatment for 2 million people in 5 years. Today, I'm pleased to announce that we have exceeded that goal early.
Later in the day, the president was honored for his work combating AIDS at a global health forum sponsored by one of the largest Christian ministries in America, the California-based Saddleback Church. Since 1981, more than 25 million people around the world have died of AIDS. Researchers say only about one-third of the estimated 10 million people affected by the disease in developing and transitional countries receive the drugs they need. At the Saddleback Church Forum, Mr. Bush talked about the factors that motivated him to launch PEPFAR. He said ignoring the pandemic would have been a disgrace to the high office he holds. In a videotaped message on behalf of the people of Africa, Rwandan President Paul Kagame offered thanks.
You have set very high standards that we hope others shall follow.
The gathering also heard via videotape from President-elect Barack Obama, who vowed to continue the AIDS initiative.
I salute President Bush for his leadership in crafting a plan for AIDS relief in Africa and backing it up with funding dedicated to saving lives and preventing the spread of the disease. And my administration will continue this critical work to address the crisis around the world.
Mr. Obama went on to stress that America must also renew its commitment to help those affected by AIDS in the United States, where about 500,000 people are affected. He said it is not enough for government to be involved, adding everyone must work together to combat the disease. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.